I'm Hank Davis, and this is Podcast Gear News for January 2026, your monthly podcasting equipment news show. Fender announced a significant milestone in its evolution of creative tools, bringing PreSonus Studio One Pro and its renowned recording interfaces together under the Fender name. Studio One Pro becomes Fender Studio Pro, while the Quantum and AudioBox lines transition to the Fender Quantum series and Fender Audio Box. You'll recall Yamaha did a similar rebrand on its audio interfaces. The Quantum LT2, LT4, and LT16 each provide 75 dB of gain and retail for $149.99, $199.99, and $499.99, respectively. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Audio Box Go rebrand, which clocks in at just $99.99. However, it has a gain range of 50 dB and is 24-bit 96 kHz as opposed to the aforementioned Quantum LT line that is 24-bit 192 kHz. They also relaunched the HD series of interfaces, but that just appears to be a simple reskin with no noticeable improvements in the look or performance. The UT Vintage 87 Large Diaphragm Condenser Microphone from United Studio Technologies has an instantly recognizable vintage sound and a cardioid polar pattern. It has a 24K gold sputtered dual diaphragm, dual backplate K87 style capsule. It has a frequency response of 20 Hz to 20 kHz, a sensitivity of minus 34 dB, and a max SPL of 117 dB. It comes equipped with a minus 10 dB pad switch and an 80 Hz high pass filter switch as well. Of course, this microphone requires 48 volts phantom power. The UT Vintage 87 has a suggested retail price of $399. Reports of a scaled down version of the Rodecaster Video called Core have begun to surface. It is believed to be an entry-level video switching system that integrates with the Rodecaster Pro 2 and the Rodecaster Duo, adding full video switching capability to what was previously an audio-only production series. While not official, the hardware is said to feature three HDMI inputs, one HDMI out, and a couple of USB-C ports for webcams or connecting to a computer. It is said that it will support NDI for PTZ camera control, and reports indicate that the unit's enclosed design is a departure from the current Rodecaster Video and Rodecaster Video S, with no buttons or screens on the unit. It's also rumored to have a built-in 20-gigabyte hard drive and the ability to record to an external hard drive as well. The device is expected to come in under $500 and should hit shelves by this summer. Not to be outdone, Yamaha released the URX44V USB-C audio and video interface. The URX44V has one HDMI input and one HDMI pass-through, meaning you can use your camera, gaming console, or other media devices. The four combo jacks offer 78 dB low distortion gain and 32-bit 192 kHz of audio quality. The device has dual USB-C ports labeled sub and main, a 4.3-inch touchscreen interface for real-time control, built-in DSP mixing tools and effects, dual headphone outputs, plus dedicated headset and aux inputs. The unit also comes equipped with a micro SD card slot and seamless integration with Elgato, OBS Studio, and Steam Deck controllers. Important notes about the device: the USB main is 18 tracks recording and playback, and the USB sub is 2-track recording and playback. Of the four combo inputs, two are mic line level, while the other two provide high Z in addition to mic and line level. The micro SD allows you to record up to 16 tracks of audio and playback 2 tracks directly from it. The HDMI ports capture 4K 60 FPS or 1080p 240 FPS. There are also audio-only versions of this line that retail for $499.99 and $399.99, respectively. Make sure you're subscribed to Free Podcast Tools on YouTube. And if you would like to support Podcast Gear News, I have individual and business level Patreon and PayPal links in the description. Your support would be greatly appreciated. The Micro Audio series brings Korg's professional level sound directly to your desktop. The streamlined Micro Audio 22 delivers pure, essential performance with simplicity and clarity, while the Micro Audio 722 takes it a step further, incorporating Korg's legendary analog filter to provide a rich, expressive sound. Both units offer two combo inputs. The 22 retails for $199.99, and the 722 comes in at $269.99. At roughly 31 by 31 by 31, the desktop soundproof microphone shield claims it's useful for decreasing noise while recording. It's made from polyester fiber and high-density sound-absorbing cotton. It comes in gray, yellow, blue, purple, green, red, and lake blue. At roughly $350, this desktop solution doesn't come cheap. Please note that anything you're going to need to see while you're recording your podcast or song or content is going to need to sit inside of this product because it covers a good deal of desk space and it's more like a cubby instead of being something that surrounds the exterior of the desk. Sticking with the sound isolation, Isovox introduces Workspace as a studio desk add-on for PA speaker stands, creating compact and ergonomic setups for recording and mixing. Workspace will be available to order in Q1 of 2026, alone or as an add-on in either a black or white finish, with an MSRP of $599. Coming soon on my free Podcast Tools YouTube channel, I'll be comparing two sub-$160 microphones that punch well above their weight. Plus, there's going to be a lot more news coming out of the trade shows. The last video I released, where I compared a $50 microphone and audio interface combo to the combo you're listening to now, a $1,300 combination of the Lewitt LCT-540S and the Rodecaster Duo. If you haven't already, check that video out and let me know what you think. That's going to do it for this edition of Podcast Gear News. I'll catch you next month. And as always, thank you.